After much consideration and encouragement from neighbors and friends, Andrew Harrigan has put his name into the hat for the Ward 3 councillor position. Harrigan has lived with his family in Innisfil for the past 6 years after moving from Stouffville. "It, the town, kind of found us, and we've been hooked ever since," he said. "We have really grown to absolutely love the community." Harrigan has been a labor activist in his field, working as a child protection investigator in York Region, helping children and youth facing issues of abuse. "Child safety is my number one concern," he told Innisfil Today, "and with the town growing at a rapid rate with more young families moving in, he wants to keep it a top priority. Specifically the speeds on the side roads of Innisfil. The town is covered with slow down signs posted around his neighborhood, which he says means something more needs to be done in terms of speed control. It baffles me that when it comes to child safety, on the roads, there is too much discussion about it," he said. "We need our kids to be outside playing ball hockey, playing basketball, enjoying the area." He says in his line of work he is used to seeing solutions to problems come up after something tragic happens, and wants to be proactive rather than reactive when it comes to child safety. "There's no need to be reactive when it comes to child safety. Let's be the town that's proactive and doing something before something happens," he said. If elected, he hopes to implement safety measures to reduce speed such as bollards and is open to hearing other ideas from potential constituents. Harrigan would like to see his community more involved with municipal politics and vows to be available and open to communicating with residents. "People don't know who their councillors are, or how to reach them, and to me, that screams there is an issue here," he said. Harrigan is currently the president of his union and recently received a full scholarship through his union to the Labour College of Canada, where he meets with fellow labour activists across the country. "It was this unique opportunity that gave him the push to run for council. I have always felt I have something to offer and I truly believe in public service," he said. Harrigan has also done plenty of volunteer work as a probation officer and says he is always looking for ways to give back to the community. He is a father to 2 young boys, aged 8 and 6. "We are just so amazed by the area, and we absolutely love it," he said. And while he and his family love the area, he says the town is not being utilized to its full potential. "It's a beautiful town, there is no reason in my opinion, why we can't enjoy it year-round," he said. He would like to see more use of Lake Simcoe for hosting events and festivals. "Although we live in this great area, people do leave to do things, activities, elsewhere," he said. "There is no reason why we couldn't capitalize and utilize on really bolstering the community here." He has already started campaigning and looking forward to hearing the concerns of the residents. "If given the opportunity, I will utilize the voice of the people and work for them," he said. To learn more about his campaign, visit his website here.